Yêu em vì ta ghét buồn, yêu em vì ta ghét hơn, yêu em vì ta khinh khi dối gian. Yêu em vì ta chán người, yêu em vì ta chán đời, yêu em vì ta không tin ở trời. Ta không thèm mái tóc huyền, ta không thèm đôi mắt đẹp, ta không màng lời khen chê thế gian. Ta không cần ai hiểu mình khi ta ngợi ca ái tình, khi ta dìu em đi trong ý thơ.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. The community's true voice.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. On tonight's show, we have our annual Phil Minnesotan Association Basketball Invitational preview show. And in the past, we've had multi-time guest Boo Dava on the show, but we've decided to do something a little bit different this year, and we are joined by a few other guests this year. If everything worked out correctly, we have AJ Montone of Team Toba, along with Jamel Harris, who is doing double duty by playing in the 40 plus Masters division for Furious Lechon and in the Open for the Avengers. And then we have Tony Perez of Chopau and in the 6 feet and under division. But your team that you were associated with last year was actually the champions of the 6 feet and under. So welcome to the show, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
AJ,
thank you.
Well, good. Thank you for being on the show, everybody. Boo Dava, this is the 17th annual Phil Minnesota Basketball Invitational that's taking place. What details can you tell us about this year's tournament?
Details about the tournament. Well, it's going to be at Legacy Hoops Basketball Academy in Woodbury next weekend, July 15th and 16th. There will be 20 teams participating in three different divisions, and it starts at 9 o'clock with opening ceremonies where we recognize honorary chairs, the singing of the national anthems, the introduction of players, and then proceeding obviously to the draw to determine their placements within their round robin games, and then from there prepare for Elimination Sunday on the 16th.
And this is the second year that the basketball tournament is taking place at the Legacy Hoops Academy in Woodbury. For our listeners that aren't familiar with Legacy Hoops Academy, what is the big difference between that venue and the Minneapolis Sports Center in the past?
Well, the biggest difference between the two obviously is we've got a four-court but intimate a venue with Legacy Hoops, all wooden courts. There is not as much public space within the venue hall as opposed to Minneapolis Sports Center, which really had a running track all the way around it. But it's an upgrade in terms of having four courts that are wooden courts versus the rubberized or the synthetic texture of two of the courts at Minneapolis Sports Center. Another significant benefit, obviously, is parking. We've got free parking available to us on the premises, basically, whereas Minneapolis Sports Center really limited parking, street parking, where people have to travel pretty far to get to the front door. Otherwise, they had to pay significant parking fees. So.
In previous basketball tournaments, you have had themes. You've had honorary chairs. Is there anything of that sort that is taking place at this year's event?
Yes. The Phil Minnesotan Association identifies significant members within our community and tries to bring awareness. It's not just all about basketball. I think, the love and passion for the game is just an avenue for us to be able to highlight and bring awareness to other issues that impact our community. This year's theme is basketball, health, life. We have members of our community, obviously, who experience significant challenges. And this year's honorary chair is Erica Sunshine, a longtime member of our community, significant contributions to the Phil Minnesotan Association Basketball Invitational by providing us with our shirt designs for the tournaments. A good 10 to 12 years of providing that imagery. Many of the players who continue to play in the tournament, I'm sure, has one of the shirts that he's designed. he has some kidney challenges, and we want to bring that awareness. And we've asked, sponsoring organizations to provide material to bring an awareness towards that. He's being honored as our honorary chair, and it's my desire that he'll manage through all of that and come out winning.
I think that's one of the unique things about the history of the tournament and the last couple tournaments there have been focused on health. 2 years ago, 2021, you guys recognized the first responders. And I think in the Filipino community, they're very prideful, but sometimes they don't necessarily talk about health. And having such a big event, a two-day event, and bringing that to light, as I commend you guys for doing such a thing, because it's kind of the, I guess, taboo subject sometimes in the Filipino community to talk about health out loud. So I applaud you guys for bringing some awareness and Eric being able to put himself front and center in regards to talking about his experience with kidneys.
Yeah, we definitely recognize that when he put out the video on social media, and that in essence kind of gave us the courage to approach him to talk a little bit about that and bring to surface other issues. It's not just kidney, diabetes and even mental health are significant challenges that our community faces. And it's not unique to the Filipino community, but since we're talking about Filipino basketball, it's always about doing something more than just about basketball. And I think that's the biggest value to why we come together and play this game and create an awareness that we otherwise may ignore.
And just a reminder to our listeners, here on the Filipino American National News, we are talking about the 17th annual Phil Minnesotan Association Basketball Invitational. We have the chairperson of the event, Boo Dava, along with three representatives from the various teams that are participating in the tournament. We have Tony Perez from Chopau, AJ Montan from Team Toba, and Jamel Harris, who is playing on Furious Lechon and the Avengers. We all come from different walks or different journeys. I'll start off with AJ since he's calling from the longest distance. AJ, how did you, being Toba, being short for Manitoba, how did you first learn about the FMA basketball tournament?
So for me, it was my cousin. My family actually lives out in Minnesota, so I connected with a cousin of mine at a wedding. It was a while back. First run we had, he asked me to kind of run on their team. And at that time, we were playing the B division, so still a level below. So we're kind of curious to see like what the competition was like, and you know, we kind of were watching the A division teams and you know the impressive performances of the Avengers squad. And just us being naturally competitive, I had two of my guys there, and, Josh Blanca and Ronnie Cruz with me, and we enjoyed it. The vibe was nice, the passion was there, and everybody was super friendly, super outgoing. And as I, you know, for us, it just kind of felt like we needed to kind of put together a squad to participate in the tournament, just to kind of test the waters and see where we could take it.
And what was that initial reaction when you first participated as Team Toba from not only your fellow teammates, but from the other teams participating in the tournament?
Like the first year?
The first year.
Is what you mean? The first year is amazing. Like it was a completely different, as much as we all share the same Filipino heritage, it's just, you know, the separation between Canadians and Americans, it was a culture shock for us. It was just so festive. There's so much welcoming. There's such a welcoming vibe to us. Like, you know, not too many people knew that three kids from Canada made the trip up there to play. So we were shocked, and you know, we were impressed. We really enjoyed watching the finals. You know, we spent all day at the courts at the YMCA, and it was just nice. It's a nice feeling for us three.
And Tony, I'm gonna head over to you. I mean, you've been playing in the FMA Basketball Invitational since you're a teenager, and you barely have that facial hair that you have right now on your chin. What can you tell us about your experiences on playing in FMA?
I have been playing for a long time, since I was 16, so I'm 32 now. I think I've missed maybe two tournaments. I haven't won the open division like some of the guys here, but I've gotten close.
But you were able to participate last year on the 6 feet and under division, and you played a team from North Dakota, and you actually kind of played all three divisions. You played the open in terms of pool play. You played the 40 plus division. You played the FMA committee, and I think you guys almost won that game against them. Or no, you did win.
Yeah,
you
we
did
won. Won at the
they
buzzer.
Won by one.
They won by one.
It was a game-winning three.
And
they came back from like being four down with like a minute and a half left. Right?
Yeah, that was
like
a good one.
And what has that been like for you and your team in regards to playing in the various divisions in the past? You've played in the B division. You've kind of participated in open early on. What has the whole experience been like for yourself?
It's been good, you know. I'd say before I even started playing in FMA, I didn't really know a lot of Filipino people. And now I want to say I know a lot, maybe all of them. So I think it's a good experience. I look forward to it every year. And it's nice that it's in Woodbury too, because I live over there.
And our final guest for the evening, we have Jamel Harris, who initially last year played on the Avengers in the open division. What was that experience like? I guess we should make aware to our listeners that you're the non-Filipino guest on the show, but in the FMA basketball tournament, you are allowed to play as a non-Filipino as long as you are married or have a child. What was that experience like playing in the open division last year?
The experience I got from it last year was actually pretty good. I just wasn't expecting to put in, you know, I wasn't expecting, how can I say, like, the time that I was actually playing. I was just there just to help out, since I'm the new guy. Just getting a feel of, you know, how things are in the Filipino community. So I'm just thankful that the community has embraced me into their culture as well. So, yeah.
And this year, as we stated earlier, you're pulling double duty in two divisions. How did that come about?
Well, that all started last year. After some teams seeing me play, I'm committed with the Avengers. So then, I am over 40, but I also play in the open. So, you know, some things came up and I was talked to about some things, and yeah, here we are.
Tony, I checked his ID and he's 6'3", so we won't see him in the 6 foot.
I wasn't worried about it.
AJ, for our listeners that aren't fully aware, the Winnipeg area has one of the largest populations of Filipinos in the world. Can you tell us what it's like to grow up as a Filipino in Winnipeg?
There's a strong sense of community out here. I think our SoCan community in Winnipeg, we foster a tight-knit, supportive community. So we often come together, celebrate heritage, organize cultural events, and support one another in times of need. So I think just because of how small the population, and not just the population of Filipinos, but how small the city is, how small the province is, it kind of, you know, there's a sense of community that creates a warm and inclusive environment for everybody to be involved. And again, it's just kind of bridge building and cultural exchange. A lot of that growing up was, you saw a lot of kids that look like you growing up, but, you know, predominantly you're kind of growing up in different neighborhoods. So the schools are kind of separated and segregated in different classes. And it just kind of, you know, you kind of come together post post high school, and you kind of build those friendships along the way. But that's generally how it felt growing up. It's just the community in Winnipeg, we just embody the spirit of the community. It's a lot of cultural pride, philanthropy, obviously, and some basketball excellence, obviously, we throw in there. Positive impact on both our local and the basketball scene in Winnipeg.
And Boo, one of the highlights for many in the community when attending the basketball tournament is the factor of food. What can the attendees of the event expect in regards to the food choices at this year's Basketball Invitational?
Well, for starters, the theme is basketball, health, life. And it almost seems counterproductive to be providing Filipino food because it's not necessarily the healthiest, but we do love our food. And for starters, I believe the organization will actually have tapsilog, a silogan, to start it all off at 9 a.m. For some of our players and many of the families and friends that will come to support them. We will have Marlis Baked Goods providing us with Filipino baked items. And then we're also going to have Tita Lee's Kitchen providing us with her version of the Filipino foods. And then at 11 o'clock, Casino on Wheels, the food truck, will make our savory dishes available for consumption. So there's going to be plenty of food, and there's some time gaps depending on how you draw your team or the number for your team, and whether or not you'll have a two-hour time gap between games and so on. So there'll be an opportunity for others to partake in all of that. Some other beverages and things like that, some Filipino style, sagot gulaman and some of those other things just bring a little bit of the more of the Filipino flavor into our tournament. So,
and as we stated earlier in the show, there are three divisions: the open division, the 40 plus masters division, and the 6 feet and under division. This year it seems like there is that boom again in regards to participation. How many teams are participating in this year's tournament?
There are 20 teams that are participating. The largest of the divisions is the 6 foot and under division, which, was really not a surprise, honestly. When we introduced it last year, there were only two teams, and they had to get incorporated into the open round robin, which for all practical purposes just really opened it up for them to challenge them to see where their skill set really kind of brings it in. It was good to see the championship game on Sunday, and then the winner being able to elevate into the open championship. So potentially they could have won both the 6 foot and under division and then the open. So to see them go from only two teams last year to eight teams this year with the biggest showing is really good to see. Open will have six teams, and the 40 and over division will also have six teams. So there should be good competition in each of the different divisions. Specifically, the return of Toba, former champion. Former two-time champion. And they can bring the game, and it's always exciting when they're down here. So I'm excited to be able to say that they're coming back. AJ, thank you so much for availing of your time. Please thank your team before you kind of come down here. We're excited.
For sure, man. We're excited to be there too. Thank you guys for having us again.
Yeah. And then we also have a couple of teams coming down from North Dakota and a new team coming out of St. Cloud. So we're expanding slightly. All it basically says is that tremendous love for the game of basketball within the Filipino community is starting to flex its muscles again. So it's good to see.
Tony, in regards to your participation, what can you say that you've seen in terms of the growth of basketball in the Minnesota community in regards to Filipinos?
I'd say it's grown a lot. You know, we have multiple tournaments now a year, I mean, outside of FMA. And, you know, we see a lot of the same people. So I think it's grown quite a bit since I was a kid to now.
And Jamel, I know going into Open last year, you know, people would try to tell you, hey, this is how so-and-so plays and this is what you could expect. Now that you were able to participate last year and see it up close and personal, what did you learn about the, I guess, Pinoy and Filipino-American and I guess Filipino-Canadian style that you're about to see in the next week? What did you learn about Filipinos in basketball that you did not know?
Well, one is how much heart goes into getting out on the court and actually just play, you know, and that's pretty much all it is. It's, you know, there was no argument at all or anything like that. Just, they just want to get out there and play, you know, and just to see that skill set and, you know, and that mindset on the court and playing organized basketball was actually really great.
And Boo, you've pretty much been the chairperson almost the entirety of this basketball tournament. There have been different years where you've actually taken time to breathe and step away as an organizer, I guess, as the father of the basketball tournament. Wow. How does that make you feel to see what you've seen in the last 18 years of this tournament?
Well, I think Tony saying that he was 16 when he first entered this thing, and now he's 32 and not really realizing. I see all these guys, and I still think I haven't aged a year, right? And I still see them as when they first came into the league. But the thought that we're on our 17th year and we have players that weren't even born the first time that we put this thing together makes me just kind of wonder whether or not, you know, where are we going with all of this? How do we continue on? How do we identify new leaders that'll take on the responsibility to see this thing progress? Obviously, you know, here in the Twin Cities, we've got the Minnesota Pinoy League that's providing additional championships and additional competition. It's always good for the community to be able to have something like that happening. I think it contributes towards expanding what we have here. Hopefully it continues to drive out-of-state teams to participate. And I think that's where the future really lies, because unless our community locally grows to the extent where we can double the population of players locally, it's important that we continue to broadcast what we provide here and invite others to come and participate and help elevate the game. Much in the same way that, you know, when we hear that Toba is coming down, everybody gets ready.
AJ, speaking of the Winnipeg area, there are various programs out there in your area, and you guys play in some of the quote-unquote national tournaments from time to time. What brings you guys back here? What's unique about the Minnesota experience for your friends?
For us, it was somewhat close, right? Like, it's not too far of a drive where a lot of us have to take a lot of the time out of our day to kind of get down there. But I think it was just, like I said, it was the welcoming that we got the first year we kind of brought a group out there. It was just, you know, the crowd was wild. You know, the same love that goes out to every team was showed to us, and that we kind of just kind of attached to that. And then for this year, it's a little different for us this year, just because after, you know, we've been away for quite a while. So, you know, we experienced natural drifting as a team, and part of us as we grew older. So life's responsibilities, it took precedence, and basketball just gradually became a secondary priority for most of us. And I mean, like some of the guys that continued playing in rec leagues while I shifted, you know, my focus towards coaching and nurturing youth through the Manitoba Magic Club. But what brings us back this year is a little bit more heart heavy. Earlier this year, we tragically lost our beloved brother, Jason. He was the glue that kind of held us all together. The one kind of kept us all connected and motivated. So in the aftermath of his loss.